Crowds mill about tables set up in the gym of Centaurus High School in Lafayette, chatting with representatives from local groups and environmental organizations. The so-called Ecotober Fair occurred earlier this month as a way of connecting Boulder County residents with local efforts to reduce carbon footprints and waste. One portion of the gym had two long tables, racks, and a donation box filled with clothing, but not the kind you'd wear every day.
At this event, we're also hosting a Halloween costume exchange to promote reuse, also to educate about fast fashion, and also to give families costumes that they can wear for this year's festivities.
Elizabeth Zorad is the sustainability manager for the City of Lafayette. She says it's the first time her office has organized a Halloween costume swap.
We really want to promote reusing costumes. A lot of people go out, buy costumes, and then it sits in your bin, your Halloween bin, for years and years to come because your children outgrow their costumes. It's not in trend anymore. So this is an opportunity to reuse them.
Zorad says the cities of Lafayette and Louisville and the town of Superior teamed up to put costume donation drop boxes in strategic locations during the month of September.
And we got over 200 costumes for this event, so we're really excited of how popular it's been.
One of the drop-off locations was the Louisville Public Library. Erin Owen is the library's community engagement and support specialist.
We've had lots of a really great response. We had so many costumes that were dropped off, and people were just really thankful that it was at a central location, somewhere where they're all at all the time anyway, and it just made it really easy.
The costume exchange table stayed busy throughout the Ecotober event, both with kids picking items out and adults dropping costumes off. Among them was Bo Benham.
How old are you?
Four.
Can you say it right
four
here?
And a half.
Bo selected a mixed ensemble of a Pharaoh outfit, costume shoes, and demi mask sunglasses featuring the likeness of a popular animated dog.
You came here for the costume exchange. What did you think? What do you think about the costume?
Too many options.
Bo's mother, Christina Martin, says she appreciated all of the various sizes and variety and will make sure to give back in the future.
We will definitely participate again next year and also will donate costumes in advance next year.
I will come here next year.
You do want to come next year? Uh-huh. Yeah, me too, buddy.
The pilot project of the costume exchange proved so successful, sustainability manager Elizabeth Zorad says she plans to do it again and may even expand its scope to include Halloween decorations. So if you're not sure what to do with leftovers from this Halloween, you may want to look for drop boxes next September. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young in Lafayette.